Save Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
What are you looking at?
Oh, nothing much.
Are you watching a David Attenborough programme again?
No, why do you say that?
Well, I thought I heard animal noises.
Oh, no, that was an advert.
Oh, I see. So, what are you doing?
Well, I'm just looking, really. You know, see if there's anything worth getting in the sales.
Oh, OK, let's have a look then. Oh,
sorry, I've just come out of it.
Oh, never mind. Oh, well, just a thought, should we go to Portsmouth on Saturday and have a look around there?
Ah, no, sorry, I meant to tell you, I'm busy this Saturday afternoon.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm seeing Mike.
Ah, OK.
But we could go the following weekend.
Yeah, I just thought it would be nice to get off the island, that's all.
Well, I'm not bothered, but if you really want to, then I will.
No, we don't have to. I was thinking of you, really.
Well, let's do something that weekend. We could go on Google and see if there's something on worth going to.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm really miffed we missed the old gaffers this year.
Oh, so am I. I really wanted to go to that.
Well, what we could do is have some friends over for dinner.
Oh, Kathy, that's a brilliant idea.
OK. So, who shall we invite?
Jim.
Yep.
And I'd like to ask Megan, if that's all right with you.
Yes, as long as she's nice and friendly.
Oh, yeah, she's very nice. You'll like her.
She's the assistant manager, isn't she?
Yes.
Ah, OK, yeah, I know who she is.
And what about Connie?
Yeah, could do.
And her friend Helen?
Yeah, if you want.
So how many is that?
Well, that's you, me, Jim, Megan, Connie and Helen, which makes six, so that's perfect.
And what do you think? Should we do dinner or just a buffet?
Oh, I think a buffet would be best. It's easier, isn't it? And we can spread out a bit more.
Yeah, OK. I was just thinking then about the party that Jim had when Connie left really early.
Oh, gosh, yes. That was ages ago.
I know. Oh, hang on. I would like to ask Matthew as well, if that's OK.
Oh, yes. But now we've got an odd number.
So what? That doesn't matter.
Do you think Jim will want to come? Do you think he's up to it?
Yes, I do. He said he's feeling much better now, and the attacks are less frequent, so I think he'll be dead keen on the idea.
OK, but that means we've still got seven.
So do you want to ask anyone from work?
Well, I could ask Debs. She's a good laugh.
OK.
And there's Maggie. She's the one with the St Bernard.
Well, she won't bring him, will she?
Oh, no, I hope not.
OK, so how many have we got now?
Right, well, that would be nine.
OK, let's have one more then.
Michael, we haven't seen him for ages.
No, I don't think so. He's not well enough anyway.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we can always invite him another time.
Oh, OK, well, let's leave it at that for now because we might find that someone can't come anyway.
OK, that's great. It's about time we did something a bit more exciting.
No, hang on, we can't. There's too many.
Too many what?
People. We're still in the rule of six.
No, we're not. Oh, come on. Let's check the calendar. But I'm sure we'll be okay.
No, we can't. Look, it's before the 21st.
Oh. So we'll have to invite six, that's all.
Yes, but who?
Well, let's go back to our original plan.
Meaning?
Jim, Connie, you and me, Helen and Megan.
Oh, well, we could wait till the following weekend.
Yeah, we could, but what if Boris changes his mind? We'll still be at six.
No, he won't at this short notice. I'm sure of that.
He might. Anything could happen. Things have changed last minute before now.
No, he won't. Not this time.
OK, I'm off. I'll see you later.
All right. Bye.
And don't forget to look at the books.
Helen, I've told you they're all up to date and everything's fine.
So what are you going to do today?
I don't know yet. I can't go outside if it's raining like this.
Well, then, now that reminds me, I must take my brolly, if I can find the blooming thing.
It's by the door, you can't miss it.
Oh, good. Thanks. You could hoover through if you want, that would help.
Helen, you better go or you'll be late.
Or you could fix that leaking tap, that really needs doing.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye. Oh, and don't forget to finish off that tuna. It'll go off otherwise.
Yes, okay. Bye for now. Right. I'll just check my messages before I put the kettle on. Oh, that's nice. There's one here from Katerina.
Good morning, Megan.
Morning, Jim. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. And you?
Yes, I'm good. But Madge is off sick, so you've got me all morning.
Oh, dear. No, well, I mean about Madge, not with working with you.
Yeah, well, I hope not.
So, who will I be with this afternoon?
Oh, Penny will join you then.
Ah, good.
Oh, I think we should clear these away, don't you?
Yes, I was just about to do that. Here, let me take that from you. So, have you done anything interesting recently?
Not really. I had a meeting with a chap from Darwood's. He was a very interesting person to talk to.
Oh, I don't know. I've never met him. I'm going to the Fox this weekend, though. That's about the most interesting thing I get up to.
Oh, really? Well, tell me, are you going to book a holiday this year?
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm sure lots of people will, but I'm in no rush to leave the island.
Ah, well, no, I don't plan to go abroad, but I do aim to see my family on the mainland.
What, in Wales?
No, they live in York, actually.
Ah, so will you drive up there?
Yes, which reminds me, I must book the ferry.
I'm not keen on driving on the mainland now. I tend to go by train and I quite enjoy that. You see, I can't stand the busy roads. I'm not as confident as I used to be.
Oh, I see. No, I'm still okay with it all.
I was speaking to Pete the other day.
And who's Pete?
The landlord of the Fox.
Oh, him?
Yeah, he was telling me he's doing quite well now that the restrictions have been lifted.
Oh, that's good, because I'd hate to see the pub close. Right. Well, I think we'd better get on, don't you? If you can bring those other boxes over, I'll sort these out, all right?
Yes, of course. Okay, I won't be a minute.
Hi, Jim. You've got me now.
Oh, have I?
Jim.
Oh, Penny. Of course I'm pleased to see you.
So, do you feel happier today?
Yes, I do. And I'll remain that way as long as I don't bump into Tina.
Oh, don't worry. I am here to defend you now.
Oh, thanks, Penny.
So, what's all this stuff doing here?
Oh, they've been put by for a customer.
What, all of them?
Yeah.
So what are they doing? Opening up a shop or something?
Heaven only knows. Maybe she's going to open a cafe and needs these for the tables.
Yeah, you could be right. Oh, they're very pretty, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
So when is the customer coming in for them?
I think she said about 2.
And what's her name?
Matilda Draycott.
Oh, that's a nice name. And how was Megan this morning?
Oh, she was fine. She's really nice, isn't she?
Yeah, I like her. Jim, you haven't told me who she sent the text to.
Well, I can't tell you now.
Oh, come on. Who was it?
No, not now.
Was it Michael?
Penny, I'll tell you later. I think now we should get on with tidying these things.
Oh, Jim.
I thought you didn't listen to gossip.
This isn't gossip, it's...
Yeah, so what is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Penny, you're just as bad as I am.
Jim, you can't say that. No one is as bad as you. Oh, Jim, can you hang on a minute? I've left something in my locker. I'll have to go and get it.
Oh, sorry, Penny. I've got to go. Look, I'll see you tomorrow.
But you haven't told me who it was.
Oh, well, never mind. I'll tell you later.
Well, text me, okay?
No, I'll tell you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Ooh, that's so annoying.
Bye, Penny.
Oh, bye, Tina. See you tomorrow.
How dare she, the stupid witch! I'll kill that damn woman. How could she be so incredibly...
Megan, what's going on?
Look what someone's done.
What is it? Oh, who did that?
Who do you think?
Well, I don't know.
It's Tina, of course.
Oh, that's horrible. What does that mean?
It's in Welsh.
So what does it mean?
It says, in a particularly horrid way, that I should go back to Wales and stay there.
Right, don't wipe that off, because Matthew should know about this.
Oh, don't worry. I've already phoned him.
Well, he must see it.
Yes, I took a photo of it.
Oh, that's just horrible. Look, I'll help you clear it off if you like.
How could you be so vile? What's wrong with the woman?
Well, we don't know it's her, do we?
I do. It's definitely her. But what I don't understand is why. I've done nothing to upset her.
Oh, Megan, come here.
Penny, I'm not a horrible person. I just want to come in, do my job and go home again.
I know you do.
She won't beat me this, you know.
No, of course she won't.
I can't let it, can I? You've done nothing wrong, nothing at all.
I know that.
Wouldn't you think in these difficult times that we'd all pull together?
Oh, I think we are, Megan. People have shown incredible kindness to others.
No, not everyone has. Some people are just evil. She's one of them.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.